As the world increasingly measures success by eloquence, knowledge, and sacrifice, 1 Corinthians 13:1-3 stands out as a powerful reminder of what really matters, love. Paul wrote these verses to the church in Corinth to challenge us to reorient our priorities around agape selfless, unconditional love. This passage, which forms the core of Paul's teaching on love, will be explored using the Tree of Life version, TLV. 1 Corinthians 13:1-3 from the Tree of Life version. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I have become a clanging gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all the faith to move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all that I own and if I hand over my body so that I might be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. 1 Corinthians 13:1-3, TLV. We're confronted with a radical truth: without love, even the best spiritual achievements are meaningless. Let's unpack the context, read the text, and think about how this message applies to us. In today's fallen world. The Corinth context. In order to understand Paul's words, we need to know what Corinth was like in the first century. With its thriving port city, Corinth was a melting pot of cultures, religions, and social classes. It was known for its wealth, intellectualism, and moral laxity, as well as its competitive spirit and obsession with status. In spite of their spiritual gifts like tongues, prophecy, and knowledge, 1 Corinthians 12, the Corinthian church struggled with division, pride, and a tendency to prioritize showy displays over unity. The Apostle Paul talks about these things in 1 Corinthians 13. Speaking in tongues was seen as a sign of spiritual superiority among the Corinthians. However, Paul says love is more excellent, 1 Corinthians 12:31, so they should focus on that instead. Their gifts and actions are worthless without love, he says. Breaking down the passage. Verse 1, the emptiness of loveless speech. If I speak with the tongues of men and angels but have no love, I become a clanging gong or clashing cymbal. Initially, Paul focuses on the gift of tongues, eloquent, persuasive, or even supernatural speech. Corinth, where oratory was a cultural hallmark, would have admired those who spoke with the tongues of men. Tongues of angels, as the Corinthians valued as a sign of divine favor, may be the ecstatic utterances of the gift of tongues. Paul compares such speech without love to a clanging gong or a clashing cymbal, instruments that, in the ancient world, produced loud but hollow sounds associated with pagan worship. A vivid image in the TLV emphasizes the futility of loveless speech. Without love, no matter how eloquent or otherworldly our words are, they are meaningless and irritating. As a result, we must ensure that our communication, whether it's sermons, posts, or conversations, is rooted in love, especially in an era of podcasts, viral videos, and social media influencers. Do we speak to impress or to edify others? Or are we speaking to glorify God? Verse 2, the worthlessness of loveless knowledge and faith. And if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith to move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. However, Paul declares that without love, even these gifts amount to nothing. The TLV emphasizes the absolute worthlessness of spiritual achievements without love. It challenges our modern tendency to put intellectual mastery or miraculous faith above relationships. Paul reminds us that love should animate our faith and knowledge, whether we're theologians, influencers, or everyday believers. Is it our job to build others up or to elevate ourselves by using our insights and convictions? I would say it is. Verse 3, the futility of loveless sacrifice. If I give away all that I own and if I hand over my body so that I might be burned, but have no love, I gain nothing. Paul ends with the ultimate act of devotion, giving up all possessions and sacrificing one's life. Giving everything to the poor would have been radical in Corinth, where wealth was seen as a status symbol. A reference to martyrdom or extreme acts of sacrifice, e.g., Daniel 3, is likely implied by hand over my body so that I might be burned. There is a noble, even heroic quality to these acts. In spite of this, Paul insists that even such sacrifices gain nothing. The TLV emphasizes the complete lack of reward or value in loveless acts. we are challenged to examine our motives in light of this. Our sacrifices, whether financial, emotional, or physical, are driven by a desire for recognition, duty, or self-justification, or are they motivated by a genuine love for God and others?